I can see him now. He's coming around the mountain when he comes. He coming around the mountain when he comes. Pat Pagano on his white horse and his Lancer. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
And good morning to you. How's every little thing?
I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. Your commute shouldn't have been terrible.
No, but it was just crazy drivers again coming back.
Oh, yeah, well,
Those. I was talking with Mike Cosby about it. You ever see those guys that buy the beat up, crappy two door coupes that are all, and then they put this stupid muffler on it to make it sound like a race car.
Yep.
And then they go out and they think that they're on the race course and on these highways.
Mario Andretti, and they're weaving in and out. Yep.
Yeah, unbelievable. And there was like a ton of them yesterday. It was amazing. It was just amazing. Probably 10 or 15 cars did that yesterday on the way back.
Just ridiculous.
And when you're on 684, folks, it's great. When you get on 684, when you get on the hutch, first of all, the traffic's go up to 60. And then when you leave the hutch and you get on to 684, the traffic goes to 70. And then when you get to the where the Sawmill River Parkway joins in, for some reason the traffic goes to 80 miles an hour. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing on that road what happens.
Yeah, and I see these guys all the time and say to myself, where are the state troopers when you need them?
They're out there. I guess as long as you're not weaving in and out and going like 110, because even when you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, the closer you get to the city, the faster the traffic goes. And by the time you get to like the Meadowlands complex, it's going 80 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, boom, it slows right down. But I think as long as you're not driving crazy and the traffic is going straight, I think they let you go.
They leave you alone.
I think they're looking for other things like drugs and bombs and stuff. But oh, man, they got to get back to this.
Well,
it was decent weather in the city yesterday. It was cloudy, but it was warm. But up here, when we got back, it was like 58 degrees and
that's correct.
And rainy.
Drizzly, yeah, right. And this morning, of course, we had a shower, and some places even had a little thunder early this morning. That's gone now. It's just to the south of us, and it'll turn partly sunny in the low 80s. So a nice day coming at us. Low 50s, clear tonight, sunny Thursday, 75 to 80, sunny and warm Friday in the middle 80s. We'll start with sun Saturday. The clouds come in. There will be late day showers Saturday, folks.
How late?
After 3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And the highs will be in the middle 80s. Sunday, all bets are off. Cloudy skies, probably only about 70 with showers on and off. Monday, kind of cloudy, little bit of drizzle, and the highs in the 60s.
So what I'm hearing from you is through Saturday, midday afternoon is going to be great. Saturday night into Sunday is going to be so-so, and Monday is going to be like so-so.
Right. I don't see a lot of rain, but unfortunately, I don't see a lot of sun. So if you're thinking about swimming or tanning, that's a problem, as I said a little bit earlier. But you should be able to squeak in barbecues.
What about the Memorial Day parades and services and stuff?
That depends on when they're having them.
They're all in the morning. All those parades are in between, 9 and 11.
And on Memorial Day.
Yeah, on Memorial Day.
Well, again, you're looking at many different areas here because Memorial Day is actually the 28th, right?
Yep. Monday the 28th, yeah.
28th. If we're looking for the 28th, and we're gearing it toward Connecticut. Okay, I just want to make sure that I have, today is what, the 22nd? No, today's the 23rd. So they didn't update this. That's why I was looking to see if they had updated, but they didn't. Let's see. I'll get the other one. On the 28th, they are giving us right now about a tenth of an inch of rain.
All right, so that's not that bad.
It's just light rain and drizzle. That's what it is. Light rain or drizzle. And again, I'm gearing that for Connecticut. Now, if you want to go a little bit further west, and we want to go into the Catskills and the Berkshires and things like that, they are saying a little more there, maybe a quarter inch rain there. So it looks to me like the further west you go, a little bit more rain. The further east you go, a little less rain. Needless to say, again, lots of cloud cover. So that's probably more of a needed thing for people this weekend than anything else. I mean, I know barbecues you can have on the cloudy skies, but it's not too pleasant if you have a pool and a barbecue, because who's jumping in the pool when it's light rain and drizzle and temperatures in the 60s? So that's the way it looks. It could still change. This is all because of a front coming down from the north and stalling just to our south. It has nothing to do with the tropical system that may develop in the Gulf, and that may head for the central Gulf Coast over the holiday weekend as a tropical system. Could actually become a tropical storm. If it does, it'll be Alberto. Hurricane Center is monitoring developments there, and we'll keep you posted on that. I had the opportunity to see the Avengers movie late yesterday. I had to bring my car in for an inspection. And 3 minutes beyond the dealership is the big mall. And I said, you know, rather than drive back and forth, I'm just going to go to the mall. I'll take in a movie. And I asked them, I said, what time are you closed? They said, 8. I said, good, I'll take in a late movie, and then I'll come back and get the car. So I went to see it. Very, very well done. All your big... comic Marvel characters are in it. A lot of great special effects. The only thing that that I found, as far as me, I'm older, a lot of fighting. You know, the whole movie is fighting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comedy in it, a lot of great lines, especially at the beginning, but the whole movie's fighting. But that very, very good there. Coming attractions. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's back.
That looked good.
It's back. Well, what other coming attractions did you see?
I saw Jurassic Park. I saw Solo, Star Wars.
That looked really good to me.
That looks good. It didn't move me as much as Jurassic Park.
Well, you got to be a big star. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And I love the dinosaurs. You know, all those movies. I just love them. And that looks real good to me. So that, and there was a couple other movies that I wasn't, you know, too wild about it. I said to myself, interesting, but we'll see. You know.
So, do they kill in the Avengers? Do they kill off any of the superheroes?
Yes,
they do.
Yes.
No.
They do. There is definitely room for a sequel, big time. Big time room for a sequel, but yes.
Now, did they,
telling you who.
Did they kill off the possibility they'll be back?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Oh, I don't know about that. See, I don't know about that. Because you never know with it. They found the stone. They found the stone, you know, the Infinity Stone. And that was able to resurrect, you know, the life back into this one and this one. You never know how they're going to, you know, it's all a fantasy thing. But, yes, they did kill off some of the big stone.
Some. Not just one?
Not just one. Wow. Not just one.
That must have been. It must be actors that have to move on in their careers.
Maybe, or like you said, unless they, you know, they have a little thing that brings them back. I don't know, but boy, talk about an array of characters!
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Disney pulled out all the stops there. By the way, Dancing with the Stars. Adam won Monday night. But that was 4 week. To me, they just cheaped out as far as, producing the show. And what they opened the show with 4 weeks ago, that's what they end with, the same costumes and things like that.
Yeah.
To me, that's cheaping out. But supposedly got high ratings.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, Dancing with the Stars. Coming back this fall, and also Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Are they going to bring back? Are they going to bring back? Are they going to bring back Betty White again?
Yeah.
Well, she's still alive.
God bless her.
And she's still moving around.
Yeah. Yeah, she sure is. The only Golden Girl left.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, only Golden Girl left. Yeah. I said they should have done a reunion when they all were alive, but nobody listened to me. Those directors weren't listening. Those producers weren't listening.
Well, maybe there'll be a reunion in heaven sooner or later.
That's where they are.
All right. Well, maybe their ex-husbands don't like that. All right there, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll find out, nail down this weekend forecast and that tropical storm.
Okay, no problem, Marshall. Take care.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.